Okay, so I'm finally in a position where I can talk. Gosh, freaking, there's too many people here. I said it once, I'll say it again, there's too many people in Hong Kong. I went to Shenzhen last week for the first time ever, and it was amazing. That's all I'm going to say. It's just, that was, it's exactly how I thought. Hong Kong, you know, it's a city, but Shenzhen, it just was a nice city. That's all I can say. I don't want to go all in because that's not what the podcast is about today. So, podcast today is going to give me goodie points with, you know, basically one half of the whole world, unless they are deep in the sauce, they're deep in the loop, which is a fair amount of them, because I gave theory to one person before, you know, it went well, of course. Then I gave theory to another person, a gamer, but it's not like one of my friends, it's a friend of a friend, technically, a very close friend of a friend. So it was my friend. But anyway, I gave the theory, and you know, they're pretty lost in the sauce. They're pretty simpish, I guess. So instead of taking it with pride, they kind of, you know, took it as like, they, you know, they kind of mocked. Like, oh, so I'm like this. Like, shut up. Gosh. Lost in the sauce. Well, all I know is you're not one of them. You came from Eve. That's all I'm going to say. Maybe that's a podcast for another day. Maybe I'll bring it up today. But I'm talking to the Liliths of the world, not the Eves, you know. Okay, so anyway, I was thinking about, like, you know, just the world in general, about religion. So this is going to be another religion podcast. So, you know, if you can't deal with alternative theories of religion, just leave, because you're going to send all these emails and I will not care. Like, you will... Maybe I'll reply, but I'm so sorry about that. But in reality, like in my head, as I'm typing the apology, I will not care. I will be thinking, I told you, do not listen, but you listened anyway. So anyway, I already gave the disclaimer. So don't even send an email, because I'll just re-listen to the podcast and I'll hear me say this part 50 years later. I'll hear myself saying this disclaimer and be like, oh, wait a minute, these people are idiots. But anyway. So what is the podcast about? So, you know, in religion, we always think about, like, well, not me, but, well, just in general, I guess, the world kind of thinks of God as a masculine type of thing. Like, you know, it has to be. God's masculine. He's powerful. Men are powerful. So, you know, it just has to be a God. You know, it has to be a male. You know, every leading God every time, rather any religion, is always, you know, is a male God. Zeus, Jupiter. Well, I mean, those are both the same religion, but, okay, maybe I'm losing my touch because I can't think of any of them. I'm going to cut that out. Or maybe I won't, just so you know that, I don't know what I'm talking about. But at least modern day, God is seen as masculine, you know? His imagery is usually masculine. Even in cartoons, is a masculine foot, I guess, or a masculine hand. You know, he has a deep, booming voice. You know, so, you know, people think of it as a masculine thing, not as a feminine thing. Females are weak, you know, why would a God be this? But I was thinking, you know, as I do, I'm thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. So, one, let's go through the things that God is known for. The main thing, he created life, you know, he created humans in its image, you know. And, you know, created life. That's kind of like the main thing of God, usually in the beginning, like in the very beginning, the first God or whatever, created everything. What does that remind you of? Well, there's only one of us in this entire world, regardless of species. Well, ignore the freaking seahorse. I don't know what the heck that thing is. But there's only one thing that, you know, creates life. You know, it's the female. You know, the male does not create life. But the female's the only thing that can create life. It's like this secret that no other thing, well, I mean, one half of the freaking world can do, but still, the other half cannot even quantify. Like, we are in the, we help in the process, but the thing that actually gives birth is the female. And, you know, before, like, all the science or whatever, I was assuming most humans did not know that, oh, yeah, actually the male gives out this sperm and the sperm hits the egg and then the woman gets pregnant or whatever, blah, 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 blah. in the perspective of, like, say, the first humans or whatever, you're going to be like, dang, females create life. So if you're thinking up a god, it would almost make perfect sense for it to be a female, because the only thing that is similar that can create life is the female. So my argument is that in the old times, before this certain event happened, and I have theories about that event too, my theory is that the gods of the past were female, like, you know, the first gods, whatever was the original god that people thought of or that came down, whatever it is, the truth. Rather, you know, you go the atheist route and people are just like trying to think about what is life, and they think up a god. Or let's say the real life thing, where it's like an actual god came down and spoke or whatever. It would make perfect sense that it's a female. And then you think God created things in its image. But it created things, but then why not give males the ability to give life? Why can't we just pop life if we were created in its image? The only thing that can do it is the female. So then that brings me to the second theory. I think the female was the first human, or like was the first thing created. It wasn't the male. It wasn't Adam. It was a female, because that's the only thing that matches God. For example, ignoring all the blah, 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 there is, at least to me, there is a definite difference between, like, say, the beauty of a female versus a male. Like a male, I'm not going to say a male is ugly, but there's like a definite difference in like the sculpting of a female versus a male. You could even go back into religion. Even the gods held the females in high regard. You know, they were freaking basically raping females, or like, you know, turning into cows or whatever. Or it's like, say, the angels, how they created these, you know, cross-human hybrid angel mistakes or whatever it is in the freaking Christian religion. It was the angels having children with females, not with males. They didn't care about males. The males were the ones that were pissed. They were going with the females. So you could argue almost that the female, again, is the more godlike of the two genders. And then here's the other thing. Who is the one that raises the child most of the time in a stereotypical house? It's usually the female. You know, the female is the one that raises the kids. Saying even in the Jewish religion, or many religions, I think, or at least many, I don't know, but still, it's the female that passes on the traits, passes on the religion, passes on the gene almost. It almost makes perfect sense if you think about it in like a rational view, without like self-grandizing your own like gender or whatever, because people are kind of sus in that way. But still. So then that brought me to this one idea. So let's just say, you know, people think God created this, and then you see that, like, you know, you're this ancient human, and you're like, ancient human, and you're like, wait a minute, this freaking female's the only thing that's creating life. She somehow creates life. She's the only thing that could create more humans. It would almost make sense that there would be a more of a matriarchy, because when you think about it, even in the animal world, usually it's the female of the species that is the, you know, is kind of the one running things, rather that be freaking fish or freaking bugs or freaking mammals. Look at the freaking elephants, whales. It's like a matriarchal kind of society, because they are the ones who control this species, because they're the ones who create. You can't do anything with it. I would even argue that most of the, like, culturally in other, like, rather whatever ethnicity or whatever country you come from, usually I would argue it's the female that creates like the culture almost. Because let's just say in America, all of a sudden men were like, you know what, we want to eat our boogers in public whenever we want, you know, I'm going to eat my boogers. And they start eating their boogers in public. And let's just say a female's like, that's disgusting, I'm not going to have a child with a booger eater, I'm just not. And let's just say that rape is not a factor. Then, because men are the horn dogs, It's not females who are usually the horn dogs. It's the men who are the horn dogs. The men will change their entire persona just to try to appease the female so then they can, the female will consider having children with them. There is so much power within the female. If we ignore like the past, how many centuries where men try to take over, which might be because of my theory, by the way, it's because they have so much power. They can, like, if all female in the world decided we're not going to have children ever, we just all agree we're not having children, the human race dies. The human race dies. Men can't do that. We can't all agree, because the problem with the men is that we're horn dog. That controls us. No matter what, no matter how hard we try, that horn dog will control at some point, and then we will be simping to the female after a while, because it's just too powerful. So they control the culture. They control, like, I would argue the reason why certain countries or certain areas act the way they do is because the female allowed them to act this way. Because if, again, if they all agreed that this was not the way we want them to act. But yeah. So that's why I started wondering, what if the first leaders of the, like, you know, the first leaders of the tribes or of the cities or whatever were the female? It would, like, you would argue, oh yeah, it would make sense. Oh yeah, the hero of the day is what everyone agrees to be the leader. But again, they're, the people raising these people are usually the female. So why would you not have the female, say, be the head of the house? Or say, be the one who is leading the city? Because again, the men go out and fight and die. The female are usually staying in the city and living no matter what. They're the ones who are going to be protected, but they are, why would they not be the ones who lead when it's not war type stuff? So then it got me thinking, got me thinking, why is it the way we, why is it how it is now? Like, everything is super, super male forward, even though technically our importance is not that high. Basically, like, in an evolutionary standpoint, our only worth is impregnating and protecting, because that's why we're strong or whatever. So then what was the point of everything else? My theory, I'm not sure, but I wonder if there was a jealous son / husband who, let's just say, he's pissed because his wife / daughter or sister / whatever is the one who gets all the fame or whatever. The gods are freaking female. The freaking the leaders are female. Everything is female. So they're like, they're pissed. They are, you know, for, I guess, kind of a okay reason. They're pissed. They're like, why do they get to have all the hype? You know, they get the freaking, they get the beauty. They get the God's favor. They get the freaking, oh, wait a minute. What Cain and Abel is exactly what, oh, wait a minute. Oh, it sounded pretty similar. That's all I'm saying. Why do they get the God's favor? Why do they get the easier job? Why do they get to create life? Why are they made in God's image? Why do they have this? Why? So this jealousy starts to hit. It gets stronger and stronger to the point where the person probably broke and did something and then created society in a way where men are the top. Because again, not saying I'm pro-male or something, but females are powerful if they allow themselves to be as powerful as they are, because they control everything. They can literally, in the human race right now, they can literally control every single male because of the horn dog. If your beauty is high enough, if you're smart enough, you have total control. Total control. So it would almost make sense that an envious male, or envious son, or envious husband ends up, or maybe an envious group of husbands or sons or whatever, are the ones who change the culture. And that's why it's so anti-female throughout the centuries. Like, where it doesn't even make sense, really. Where you're like, why do people hate them so much? Or, like, don't believe they can do anything so much? And I'm thinking it's because of that power dynamic. Like, let's just say, during the Puritan times, we're like, women need to stay virgin until marriage. It's because if they, I guess, I'm assuming, I don't know, but I'm assuming it's because if a woman decided to, she couldn't have as many partners as she wanted. Because men will always be horn dog. Men will always fall for it, you know, because it's just in our nature. So a what do you call it? Like a self-confident woman who's just confident in her body or whatever can do whatever she wants. So the only way to stop it is to completely go to the next level and be like, no, we're going to completely dominate by, you know, because we're the stronger people. We're going to completely take away all the rights. You guys stay in the house. You're only meant to get babies. Because there's almost a fear to it. Because I think men know their place almost in the back of their head. They know their place, that they're not as important as we try to make ourselves seem. Because we're not. We're only meant, well, technically, we're like everything. The only thing that we can do that a female can't do is that we're slightly stronger naturally. We're naturally strong. We have a higher threshold. Like, say, a female can be as strong as a male, but we have a higher threshold. So we will all, like, if we trained at the, like, if a female trained as hard as she could forever, she will, let's just say, she will hit a 10 in the strong levels. She will be level 10, which is still stronger than most men, almost all men. But the same, if a man were to strength train just as passionately, he would hit, say, a 15. Or say, a female will never hit, it's impossible to hit a 15 with the female body. But a male body can always hit the 15 if they tried hard enough. But a female can hit a 10, which is still stronger than almost 99.9998% of men, if you see what I'm saying. But still, that's the only thing we have on them. Everything else, a female can do the same or better. Or better. Because they don't have the horn dog, for example. So they don't have that controlling them. They don't have the freaking, you know, you even say, I don't know if that's a factor. Or rather, I don't know if this is like a genetical difference or whatever. But even say with college, usually females have a higher average, like, you know, their average grade is usually higher. Just in general, females have a higher grade in college or in schooling. And I don't know if it's because of, like, you know, there's some, I don't know. I don't know what the reason is for it. I don't know if it's because they're taking easier majors and that's just why. And most females aren't taking, like, the harder majors, because that is a factor, that you could argue that's a factor. So I would have to look at the statistics, but still, who knows? But still, it makes me wonder. It makes me wonder. And I might as well bring up the whole Lilith thing. So in the Bible, there are these scrolls, Dead Sea Scrolls, which apparently are these scrolls from the actual, like, Hebrew Bible or whatever, where like, it was like the first part, and these scrolls were lost. And it talked about, I guess it kind of changes everything, because there are a lot of stuff that were talked about in these scrolls. And it kind of because it's like a whole part of the book that was never thought about or never talked about until it was found again. But in these scrolls, it talked about someone before Eve. There was someone before Eve. There wasn't Adam and Eve in the beginning. In the beginning, apparently, God created two beings at the same time. And I'm theorizing one was created before and one was created after. So there was Adam and Lilith. So those were the two things. And apparently, the way the story worked was, you know, Adam and Lilith was born equally. And Adam was like, I should be the one that you listen to. You listen to me because I'm a male or something. And Lilith was like, no. And I was like, huh? What'd you say? You said no to me? How dare you? And apparently she left Eden. Because she's like, okay, screw this dude. I'm not gonna, like, bow down to this guy. We both were created at the same time. You should see me equally. Screw you. So she left Eden on her own volition. God didn't cast her out. she just left because she was like, screw this guy. Something's wrong with him. Well, she probably had a point, because what happens after? God was like, dang, where's Lilith? I was like, oh, I don't know. Women are. And he's like, okay. Or she, or it, who knows? Was like, okay, fine, fine, fine. You know, you really can't be alone. We kind of need a woman. So he's like, okay, I'm going to create Eve. So he creates Eve, and she busted. She's exactly what Adam kind of wants, because I guess Adam has now he had a little bit of control, because he's like, hey, God, can you create her like this, though? Because that's what, you know, Lilith was a little bit like that. So I kind of want her like this now. And maybe God was like, oh, okay, I guess, I I'll listen to you. You know, you're my child or whatever. So it creates a new female, and it creates Eve. And lo and behold, what do you get? You get this Eve who's, you know, bows down, you know, listens. And what else does she listen to? She listens to a freaking quote. She listens to a snake, and she eats the apple. And then what happens? They get freaking cast out. That's exactly what they get. They should just listen to Lilith. So now I'm wondering, dang, wait a minute. To bring it all back with Lilith leaving. So she was apparently the first female who had equal power to Adam, and she left Eden on her own volition. She wasn't cast out. She just left. So that means there are three humans who apparently are the first. Lilith, Adam, Eve. Two were cast out because they just couldn't listen, and one just left. That means there's that one, Lilith, who never, I mean, at least officially, we don't know what happens in the background scenes, but officially never angered God. She never ate the apple. She listened. She just couldn't stand Adam. And she left on her own volition. So that means there is apparently some human or who knows if they had children or not, but there is some being out there that is still godly, who's still like, you know, in the eyes of God, because they never broke the rules yet, at least officially, which is pretty interesting. That's why I brought up the whole thing. Like, some of these people are Eves and some of them are Liliths, because the Eves, you know, they bow down. They're kind of, you know, simps. They don't know their own worth, kind of thing. And then there's the Liliths who know their own worth, and they are like, you know, there's, you know what I'm saying. But is there anything else? Is there anything else I want? Because it's kind of an easy topic to understand. So that's about it. But yeah, that's about it. Remember, kids. Respect your mothers. Oh, Mother Nature. Respect your God, who is also most likely a female. And that's about it. Be Lilith's. Lilith should be praised. She was the only one who didn't sin. She is without sin, so, at least officially, she is without sin. So be like Lilith, do not be like Eve. Eve has some issues. Actually, I might make another podcast, because I have some things about the freaking Bible again. I mean, I wish I could talk, I could talk about other religions, but I don't have enough knowledge to have a theory about them. But that's about it. Yeah. Give me my goodie points. Thanks.